عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Recording. The name today is Al-Hafiz. Al-Hafiz. Okay. Al-Hafiz and Al-Hafiz. Who is here from? Think Pakistan. Do you know? Do you remember Khuda Hafiz? You guys say Khuda Hafiz, right? You all here. You say Khuda Hafiz. All girls here. Okay. Khuda Hafiz. Is what?
Khuda Hafiz.
Khuda Hafiz, yeah, okay. First of all, Khuda is not one of the names of Allah. So it's not accurate to say that. It's better to say Allah Hafiz. It's better to say what? Allah Hafiz. Khuda Hafiz is not one of the names of Allah. But you can see, why do you say Khuda Hafiz to someone? Or Allah Hafiz? Meaning what? You're praying for that person? Allah, Hafiz means praying for this person, for Hafiz. Hafiz is protector. Protector. So the word Hafiz means, the word Hafiz means preserver. Preserver and the keeper of whatever he wants to preserve. The preserver, the keeper of whatever we want to reserve. Now, reserving is a, people like reserving. Reserving, maintaining. Okay. If you reach to power, okay, what is the next step when you reach to power? Is to keep power, right? Okay. Keep power means preserve power, right? So the name of Allah, preserver. So you can see here the meaning of preserve, and we use it to preserve power. And everybody likes, when they reach to power, to preserve power. But unfortunately, after 8 years, they can. They have to get out and we have the new elections. Okay? So, preserve power. Okay. We are surrounded by so many threats. By so many threats. And we're desperate need for Allah's protection. Or Allah the Hafiz. We, or Allah Hafiz. We are desperately need Al-Hafiz. What are the threats surrounding us? Yes?
Like thieves?
Yes. And we ask Allah to preserve, to protect us from thieves. Huh?
Like dangerous people in the atmosphere.
Dangerous people. You know, sometimes the threat is coming from inside you. What is the threat that comes inside you? Temptation. It's a threat. Selfishness and greed. People actually literally fall victims to their own selves. And this is why the Prophet and the Quran and these companions used to say, you enemy of yourself. You the enemy of yourself. Why they are saying the enemy of yourself? Because number one enemy, honest, number one enemy is yourself. Why? Because of the temptations, because of the desires. If you are overtaken by one of those temptations, if you are occupied by one of those temptations, like for boys, for example, if they are, for example, like girls, that's a temptation. You're being an enemy for yourself because you're hurting nobody but yourself. If you like dating or something like that, okay? So you do things that harm you. Maybe will harm you in the next, in the life to come, or harm you both in this life and life to come. You might, by the way, disobey Allah and think it's okay. Do you know that Allah could give you a bad husband if you disobey Him? You know what a bad husband is? You know, could turn your life into hell? Do you know that? You'll make you sad and cry, and you will spend time fighting more than loving. You know that? And for you guys, if you do something wrong, you know that Allah may punish you by giving you a bad wife who's going to keep nagging on you and turns your life into hell, and you fight more than you love. Okay? So be careful. Be careful. If you fall any of those threats, so you say, Ya Allah, Ya Hafiz, protect me from my own temptation. Ya Allah, Ya Hafiz, Ya Hafiz, Ya Allah, Ya Hafiz. Ya Allah, the preserver. You the preserver. Hafiz, preserver. Ya Allah. You know? How do you make da'at, by the way? Do you make da'at like this? You make it like that? Make it like this. Make it like this. Do we do Ya Allah like this? Or Ya Allah like this?
Is there a reason how we do it like this?
Yes, like give me, I want, give me. You know? It's like I want, I ask, give me. Can you make da'at without raising your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you make da'at whilst laying down?
Yeah. So when you go to sleep, sleep.
Yeah. I mean, you can make da'at. Can you make da'at in the bathroom?
No.
You can, but shh, silently. Don't. You just do it silently. Yes.
Isn't there a du'a for entering and exiting?
Yes. There is a du'a for entering the bathroom. Oh Allah, protect me from the evil ones. And when you quit the bathroom, you say, oh Allah, thank you for relieving me from harmful stuff. Who, Allah put a filter system in you that filters the bad stuff from the healthy stuff.
Liver.
No, the intestines.
Oh.
Okay. Now, then Allah allows you to relieve yourself. Okay, so when you get out, you say, Alhamdulillah, who relieved me from whatever is harmful and retained whatever is good. Do you need to make that du'a in Arabic? No, you don't. You can do it in any. Allah understands all languages. So you can make it with your own language. Even if you think about it without saying it, Allah will get it. Allah will get it. But the reason we say it loudly is because we want ourselves to hear. I want my ears to hear it. So that's why I say it to myself. But otherwise, you can do it in your brain. Okay? Okay. Now, there are kind of angels. Angels. Okay? Related to the name Hafiz. What are those angels? Huh?
The protection angels that are around you.
Yes, which are called? Protection angels are called? Preserving angels are called?
Guardian angels.
Who created the guardian angels? Al-Hafir. He created them because he wants to guard you. So they guard you from the jinn. Otherwise, the jinn and the satans will eliminate you in a fraction of a second. You're gone. Okay. Now, how do you preserve money?
Put it in a bank.
Put it in a bank. What else?
You hide it.
Bury it. Bury it.
Okay. What do you do with your money?
I mean, all of these are right. But what is the best way to keep the money from being not lost, from being wasted?
Is it credit?
Pay charity. You know what I mean by wasting money? By wasting money, I mean you spend the money in, like, say, traffic tickets, for example. You buy stocks, they go down. The price of the stocks go down. You do a business, you go out of business. Do you understand? Do you understand that? So, in order to preserve money, you need to pay charity. How? Because charity will make the money worth more. How? Remember we talked about that? Doing business with Allah? That the charity, Allah will bless your money. Bless your money means that they are going to be very useful to you. Some people, money is a curse to them because the money corrupts. They have to agree with me. The money corrupts. I'll explain an example for you. Let's say that very rich, millionaire girl, Christina Onassis. Onassis is that multi-billionaire, multi-zillionaire. He has zillions of dollars, and then he died. He was married to Jacqueline Kennedy, and then she became Jacqueline Onassis. You know Jacqueline Kennedy, the wife of President Kennedy?
Yeah.
When he was killed, she became a widow, and then after a while, she married the billionaire Onassis. Okay? Now, when he died, who inherited these billions of money? His daughters. His daughter, which is Christina. She committed suicide. Why? Because she has everything. There is nothing to look forward to. She thinks, oh, tomorrow I have to go through tomorrow with a lot of depression. She was very depressed because money, if she is poor and she has to work, then she might enjoy life. Yes, and if she wants to work for money, okay, if she's hoping to be rich, that's a goal, okay? So basically she wakes up in the morning with a lot of sadness, a lot of depression. What is going to get me out of this bed? She wakes up on a fancy bed in a fancy house, mansion, with a fancy life, but she wakes up in the morning and says, what am I going to be doing today? How do I get through today?
She can do anything because she's rich, right?
Yes, she's done everything. She's bored. She feels bored and thinks, oh my God, I'm having pain. I'm having depression. You trust me on that. There are a lot of people, when they wake up in the morning, they have nothing to do, okay? And they have nothing to do. They are really depressed and they are going to kill themselves. And that's what she said. If this life is about enjoyment, I'm not enjoying it. So she committed suicide. Okay? The reason I'm telling you is that the money, Allah will protect you from being rich. You say, excuse me? Allah protects me from being rich? What kind of protection is that? Wallahi, money corrupts. Money corrupts. Money make the person corruption. Trust me, many people, they were nice and enjoying their life when they poor. Once they got rich, money corrupts. So you pray to Allah, Ya Allah, if this money is good for me, fine. If it's not good for me, no. Other people fill their lives with parties. You know the people who make shows and they take $2 million in every show, or $1 million in every show? One of them, I forgot his name. He does drugs, he does heroin, crack, you know, they crack the drugs, okay? They do drugs, they do crack. Why? Because they do it every day. So if they run out of money, they've been big trouble. Because right at that point there, they are not enjoying drugs anymore. They are not enjoying it. However, they can't stop it. So, yes, yes, exactly. Exactly, this is one of them. You know when you have nothing to do without, your goal is to enjoy. Some people's goal is just to enjoy, okay? And drink and party. Hunting in the morning, dancing in the evening. That's their life. Joy in the morning, joy in the evening. And they are rich, and the reason they are having joy, when they're looking for entertainment, they don't care. Halal, haram, whatever entertainment comes. So really, really trust me on that. Money corrupts. We have seen cases where money will make a person commit suicide, where money is going to create a space in your time that you don't want to have to fill it. I have 16 hours of awake time. These are, how am I going to fill it up? This is very important. What kind of activities am I going to do with these 16 hours? How? Okay. One of you, I'm going to say about a righteous guy, very righteous, extreme. I'm going to spend them reading Quran, reading tafsir, listening to Quran, learning tafsir. Come on. That's too much. Praying, too much. On the other hand, we have one says that, I'm going to go to this party, and from this party to this party, and from this party to this party, from one party to another party. Don't talk, okay? And don't sleep, okay? This is very important, keep in mind. And this is why I say, Ya Allah, Ya Hafiz, guard me from my money. Guard me from my own money, guard me from my own money. Don't make the money create a vacuum, a space in my time that I fill with haram things. Like in Andalus or Spain, the rulers and the kings, every night they are having a party. Almost every night there's a party. And they always spend the night partying. Where is the prayer? And they sleep drunk. What kind of life is that? Okay, so what in between? You know, you mix activities. You know, you mix Islam with entertainment activity. Do you know that when you learn, use time to learn Islam, this time, or to learn something about your religion, this time is going to be a gain. That's the time that you've gained. Okay. All right? So, Ya Allah, preserve my religion. Ya Allah, Ya Hafiz, preserve my religion, Ya Hafiz. Ya Hafiz, by the way, when there's a disaster happening, Ya Hafiz, Ya Hafiz. When there is a car, somebody, even the car is, you know, ran over somebody, Ya Hafiz, Ya Hafiz. We always call him the name of Hafiz, protector, the preserver, 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 Ya Allah, preserver, Ya Hafiz, Ya Hafiz. Okay? So you cry for protection. Okay. Did Allah make hifz to the Quran? Allah made the Quran. Allah and Hafiz did hifz to Quran, which means that preserve the Quran. Nobody or so ever can change Quran. Why? Because right now you have zillions of copies, paper copies, and you have zillions of electronic e-Quran, okay, on the internet and everywhere. And more important than that, you have you have thousands of people who what? Yes?
I told my friend about like the Quran, and she was just like, oh, it's in Arabic. I'm just like, yeah. She's like, isn't that language dead? I'm just like, no, the language, like, it's
exactly
the same language.
300,000 people speak that. I'm sorry, 300,000, hold on, how many Arabs? Oh, 300 million Arabs live. If you go to United Nations, tell her to go to United Nations. There will be an Arabic translator over there. Okay? So, Allah preserved the language of the Quran. Allah preserved the what? The language of the Quran. Let's take a picture. I'm done. So Allah preserved the language of the Quran and preserved the Quran. And it is impossible the Quran will be changed. That's impossible. What happens is the Quran will be abandoned. Quran will be abandoned. But changed? No. So people will walk away from Quran. And that's why Allah preserved the Quran in my heart as well. Many people, thousands of people memorize Quran by heart. It is the most recited book ever, ever in history of humanity is the Quran. Quran is the most recited book ever. The most memorized book ever. I mean, come on, I give you a book. Can you memorize it like this book here? Do you really memorize it from front to back with all that, with all the singing and the, you know, Alhamdulillah, like, do you memorize it and say, her eyes were riveted on the bowl. Do you memorize that? Tell me, who memorizes a book? Word for word. Vowel for vowel. What book do you memorize?
The alphabet.
Not the alphabet.
No, come on now, not joke with me.
It's a book.
She memorized what? Remember, memorize means she recites word for word. Madda for madda. Kasra for kasra. We're talking about Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. See, with even the singing, thousands of people, there is no single book more recited than Quran. There is no single book that more recited than Quran. There is no single book that memorized like the Quran. So Allah hafiz to the Quran in the hearts, on paper, on the internet. Also, we pray for Allah to protect our loved ones. Say, Ya Hafiz, protect my father. Ya Hafiz, protect my mother. Ya Hafiz, protect the ones that I love. Ya Hafiz, protect my sisters and brothers. Ya Hafiz, protect my daughters. We always call on the name Hafiz, 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 Hafiz for protection. More important, the most important dua for Hafiz is to say, Ya Allah, protect my, preserve my. What's the most important thing to be preserved? Huh?
Your heart. Huh? Your heart, your intentions.
Yeah.
Community.
Huh?
Community.
You're getting close.
Your faith.
Faith. Yes. To protect Ya Allah, protect my, Ya Hafiz, protect my faith. You know Allah wants you when you pray, Allah wants you to call on His name. So when you pray, Allah wants you to use His names while you're praying. So you say, Ya Rahman, give me mercy. Ya Hafiz, protect me. You see what I'm saying? So these names are given so that we can use them when we make dua. Now, there's another meaning for Hafiz, which is related, which is preserving the knowledge, preserving the data, right? Let's say, what is Hafiz for the Quran? Hafiz for Quran. Preserves the what? That memorizes the Quran. So, opposite Hafiz in this meaning, opposite to forgetfulness. So to protect the information, to preserve the information, and we're not doing the homework here, right? Taking notes?
No.
Okay. So to preserve information, you call on to preserve information. The opposite of Hafiz in this meaning is forgetful, right? Is Allah forgetful? That's why Allah is Hafiz. Allah does not forget anything. Allah does not forget a thought in your heart. For a minute you think about dating, and then you change your thoughts, you are, guess who caught it?
Allah.
He caught it. If you sneak a look to something haram, who looked at? Who preserved that? Who knows that? Who? So Allah says that about the bad guys. Allah says, I remember their bad deeds. I remember the bad deeds that they forgot. I remember the bad deeds that they what? Forgot. So in the day of judgment, oh my God, what are all these deeds? Oh my God, nothing is forgotten. Nothing. Day by day, second by second, minute by minute. Ya Allah, nothing is forgotten. Why? Because Allah is Al-Hafiz, yes, Hafiz. He preserves the facts. Now, Shi Sudaba said, you can protect your money by putting it into a bank or hiding it or underground. These are all means of protections. So, but at the very end, after you do these means, oh, come on now. Means like ways. Ways of protecting your money. Now, can I leave my money in the street? Can I leave the money in the street? Come on now, girls. And you boys, come on now. Change rows. Three rows. I'm going to split you apart if you continue chatting.
And when he behaves, I'll try to peel off a sticker for you.
By not talking and listening.
Okay.
This is what the intention. So, can I leave my money in the street and say, Ya Allah, Ya Hafiz, protect my money? Exactly. Just like the guy who wanted to preserve his camel. He left it at the masjid and he entered the masjid. And then the Prophet said, why didn't you tie your camel? He said, I depend on Allah to protect it. He said, no. Tie that camel and then protect on Allah to make your effort successful. Same thing. Put your bank in the money and pray to Allah to make it, to pray for Allah to preserve this money. To preserve this money. Okay. If you want to be, if you want hafiz, if you want to guard yourself while in university, let's say you're in college, and it's 11 o'clock at night. It's 11 o'clock at night, and you just finished your classes. Okay, can I just walk to the parking lot, to the dark parking lot, and say Allah's hafiz? But what if we have escorting service?
That'd be better. Yeah.
So don't call on Allah al-Hafiz only. You need to take the ways. You need to means, physical means, which is calling the escorting service and then pray to Allah to protect you. Hafiz, ya Hafiz, protect me. Okay. We are Muslims, right? Can we open our mouth and put anything?
No.
No. Can we open our eyes and look at everything?
No.
Can we open our ears? They are not open. But can we let our ears hear anything?
No.
So preserve, Allah said, you preserve your eyes, you have a lot of rewards. You preserve your ears, you'll get a lot of rewards. You know what is the most important organ to preserve is that
tongue.
One guy said to the Prophet, "O Prophet Muhammad, are we judged for what we say?" Prophet Muhammad said, "You people are dragged to hellfire just because of that. What they say, just saying things mean, saying haram things, gossiping, backbiting, all slandering, all of these tongue deeds." These are all wrong deeds by the tongue. Bad deeds by the tongue. Let's see. In how the name Hafiz is used in the Quran. When Prophet Yaqub sent the 10 boys to Egypt to bring food. You're familiar with the story? Yes. The 10 boys. So he said to his boys, he said, "Don't all you enter from one gate. You enter from different gates and Allah's hafiz." You got it? So he said, do your part, which is like 3 from this gate, 2 from this gate, 4 from this gate, whatever. Divide yourself. Don't all enter from one gate. It's okay. Smart. And then he said, Allah is hafiz. Allah is hafiz. You could enter from different gates, and you get caught for something, and you are wasted. Okay? You got it? So he used the name Hafiz to call on Allah to protect his... he said, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. Okay?
Is there any other way guardian angels protect you other than jinn? Like, do they stop you from, falling?
No.
That's it?
Yeah, just protect you from jinn and shaitan. Otherwise, can take you down or out for just a fraction of a second. They are the shaitan and the jinn are body of energy. This body of energy can, you know, turn you into ashes right away. It's created from fire, waves of fire. They can turn you into ashes in a blink of an eye, just like if you are right next to a bomb. What the bomb is going to turn you into what? Ashes. Nothing will remain, just ashes everywhere, it's gone. Okay? So the jinn can turn you into ashes in a blink of an eye if they want. But can they? No. Allah wanted us to have our opportunity in this life. Okay? So He protects. How about Hitler? Did he have guarding angels?
Okay. I don't know, but something really funny I don't know about them. They have angels for pretty much everything. And then one of them, I think her name is Annabelle or Annalie. She's supposed to be this angel for
who
stupidity.
Who are they?
Where she, basically there's this angel for stupidity where she goes down to people and stops them from being stupid.
There are angels who protect humans. Even Hitler had these guardian angels. Hitler had these. Did Allah love Hitler?
No.
We don't know. Big hooray. So that by right. We don't know. But let's say the Pharaoh. Does Allah hate the Pharaoh?
Yeah.
Yes. How can we tell?
He's
Quran. Did Allah provide guarding angels for the Pharaoh?
Yeah. Yes.
Does Allah like him? No. Allah is going to show him. But in order for him to get his chance in this life to be evaluated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him with guarding angels. When the Pharaoh said, Oh you Musa, who is your God? The Pharaoh is asking, who is your God? Who is your God, Musa? So Musa alayhi salam said, my God is the one who gives life and death.
And then he
says, no, that's not Musa. Then he says, okay, how about the previous generations? He said, Prophet Musa said, Allah knows about them, for Allah preserved their memories. Allah preserved their deeds. Means Allah keeps them, doesn't forget them. Doesn't forget them. I mean, just one thought, Allah is capturing it and doesn't forget it. And it's recorded. But we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe it off from our deeds. Okay. Also, Allah guards two half of the angels, on the right and left. Those are different than the guardian angels. Allah says call them half of, the one on the right does what? Good deeds, and the one on the left, right, the bad deeds. So Allah called them half of the angels. Why? Because they guard what? Your deeds. They guard them from being forgotten. They record them. So Allah said, watch out. They don't miss. Those half of the angels, they don't miss. Everything is written. Their name is Raqib and Atid. Raqib and Atid. Okay? No, just the angels. On the shoulder. Don't do like Juha, is a stupid character in the Arab culture. He knew that there's a good angels on the right, bad angels on the left. So he cut his left shoulder. Yeah, he said now the angel on the left is gone. He's so stupid, yeah. Yes. Okay. Allah. Allah also said, keep salah. Be hafiz to salah. Ihfaz salah. So, guard the salah. Why do you guard the salah? You guard the salah from what?
Distractions.
You protect the salah from? Forgotten. That's right. Forgotten. Or neglecting. So Allah says, you guard your own salah. You be hafiz to your own salah. How? By not ignoring it, not by forgetting it. So this is how you become hafiz for salah. Okay? And Allah told us, be hafiz to your salah. So that's another name, another implementation of the name al-hafiz. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best hafiz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best hafiz. Listen to this. This is amazing dua. When you are traveling, you say, Ya Allah, be with me and protect my family back home. Now, do you feel something weird here? You are saying to Allah, protect me here and protect my family there. So you know that Allah is the only one that can be in two places at the same time. If I want you to protect my family, I say protect my family. I'll take care of myself. But for Allah, you don't say that protect my family and I'll take care of myself. You say protect my family and protect me. At the same time, how? Allah is able to do it both at the same time because He can reach everywhere, anywhere, at any time. So He can reach you. Who is Khayrun Hafidun? Khayr Hafid. The best Hafid is Who is the best hafiz?
Allah.
Allah. Hafiz from forgetfulness, hafiz from destruction. Hafiz from forgetfulness, hafiz from destruction. So, now, since we agreed together that money corrupts, so I can take the care of this money so that it doesn't corrupt you. How much? Okay, yeah. They might. Okay. We're done.